WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A tip of the 101 hat to Tim Marshall for mentioning the topic for this episode. In a recent Facebook post, Tim mentioned using a theodolite. I'm much too old because I do remember using them in my early NWS career to take wind observations with a balloon, unlighted during the day and with a light at night. A pilot weather balloon or piebald theodolite is a device that is similar to a surveyor's transit. The theodolite consists of a telescope mounted on two movable axes. One axis in the vertical rotates to change elevation, while the other axis in the horizontal changes the azimuth. There are vernier scales and in some cases micrometers that give precise readouts of the relative position of the telescope to each axis. Unlike the surveyor's transit, a piebald theodolite utilizes a bent axis telescope. A bent axis telescope is a sighting device where the optical path has a 90-degree bend in it, so the operator's eye position does not change when the elevation is changed through a complete 180 degrees. This is usually accomplished with the use of a 3- or 5-sided prism. Additionally, a piebald theodolite often had the facility to illuminate the crosshairs and readouts for nighttime use. Piebalds and theodolites have an important role in the history of meteorology. They have been used to determine upper-level winds for over 125 years. Their use is now restricted to a limited number of specialized applications, typically in remote locations where usable data from a Raywindsan site is not available. Now, in the next episode, we'll take a look at how the theodolite was used to make wind observations. As you might guess, there are some limitations to this method, one of those being clouds. Weather question nagging at you? You can drop your question to question@weatherbrains.com.